A play now on Broadway tells the story of a play that became a scandal 100 years ago in Yiddish. Theater critic Michael Bourne reviews Indecent.
Indecent, a new play by Paula Vogel and director Rebecca Teichman, comes to Broadway after playing off-Broadway at La Mama and the Vineyard. Indecent is a play about a play, about the play God of Vengeance, written in 1907, written in Yiddish by Sholem Ash. When the play was first performed and when translated for a New York production in the 1920s, God of Vengeance became a scandal, although not as much for the play's provocative story of hypocrisy in a Jewish community as for a sensational moment when two women lovingly kiss. Actors back then were actually arrested for public indecency. God of Vengeance was presented in Yiddish by the New Yiddish Rep, a production that played last month at the Theater of St. Clement's, a production that was powerful in its anger and in its passion, as the original production must have been. When the play begins, a well-to-do father is excited. He's just purchased an exquisite Torah for his home. But something is odd. His wife is not a traditionally demure Jewess. She's flamingly red-haired, and her lacy gown shows an acre of cleavage. What is soon seen is that the family lives above and is wealthy from the earnings of a brothel. The daughter of the family is a virgin, and the father hopes to marry the daughter advantageously. But the daughter wants love, and love comes from another woman. God of Vengeance became sensational for dramatizing what's considered the first lesbian kiss on the New York stage. New Yiddish Rep performed God of Vengeance in the original Yiddish with supertitles in English, but like an opera in Italian. One did not have to read what was being said. One could hear and feel all of the play's often visceral and romantic emotions. Indecent presents the play within a play about the original actors in St. Petersburg. And when first seen, dust cascades from their costumes. Dust, one finally realizes, is the ashes that so many Jews became in the Holocaust. A stage manager tells a story. A band plays. Everyone sings and dances. Laughs often counterpoint the anger and anguish of the actors and all the characters they play. Indecent is painful in the end, as every story that ends in the Holocaust is. And yet, it's also a testament to the passions of life that endure in the face of and in spite of the tragic insanities that befall everyone. I'm Michael Bourne.